I believe the three Masses on Christmas Day. Each deserves a homily, even though I trust. I am not trying your patience in prolonging these homilies at least one day a year. The Gospel for the Third Mass on Christmas Day is the beginning of the Gospel of St. John. It sets the theme for the 21 chapters of the Fourth Gospel. And that theme is that God became man, and that therefore Jesus, the Son of Mary, is the living Son of the living God. I would like to share with you some reflections on faith in the divinity of Christ as the foundation for following Christ. The essence of Christianity is the following of Christ. To follow Christ means to listen and respond to his teaching. It means to imitate his practice of virtue. Well, this presumes that I believe in Christ. That I believe. Well, what about Christ? That I believe that Jesus Christ is God. To have faith in Christ, therefore, means that my mind assents, accepts the truth of Christ's divinity. But then, because I believe with my mind that Jesus is God, my mind then can inspire my will to follow Christ. And it is then for us, as he later on in the same gospel identified himself, he is then for us the way, the truth, and the life. Before they go on, just to see the logic of Christianity is based on an article of faith. Believing with the intellect, and the child born of Mary on Christmas Day, a real child, a real baby, looked like one, and there's no revealed evidence for it, but I'm sure cried like one. Don't you think so? But our faith tells us that that child grown to manhood is our God. And therefore, that's the divine logic. Because that man is God. Consequently, with perfect equanimity of mind, we then have no problem, or we shouldn't have, in following Christ. Because the man whom we are following is the God who made us. Now briefly reflecting on the three ways that we are to follow Christ as our way, as our truth, and our life. Christ is first of all our way. He came to show us how we are to please God in this life in order to attain life everlasting. No longer as on Sinai did God amid thunder and lightning and smoke reveal through Moses what he wants mankind to do. No. God became man. And he said, in effect, ladies and gentlemen, young and old, this is the way you do it. But notice, we must believe that Christ is both God and man. As God, he possesses all the divine attributes, especially infinite love. A perfect definition of Christ would be, Christ is the incarnation of divine love. But then as man, he put into practice all the virtues that we are to imitate. Consequently, this is on the first of the three levels that we are looking at. By imitating Christ as man, we are becoming more and more like Christ, who we believe is our God. The essence of holiness is God-likeness. Sanctity is assimilation to God. So how do you do it? Here's the answer. God shall receive reduced his divine attributes to human virtues, so that by studying, reflecting on, meditating on the virtues of the man Jesus, he may come more and more like the God Jesus. Second reflection, Christ is our truth. Truth, we know, is the conformity of mind with reality. My watch had stopped running. Somebody bought me this watch. Assured me she paid only $10 for it. It is wrist clocks, pocket bend. No problem. My mind tells me this is a watch. If it is a watch, keeps time, then my mind has the truth. I noticed when I went to see Father Mombera today, the headlines in the Albuquerque newspapers, almost an all-time low for Albuquerque, -7 last night. If it was really -7, then the newspaper was telling the truth. That, by the way, is a lot for newspapers these days. Christ did not merely tell us that he came to teach the truth or tell us about the truth. No. He said, I am the truth. Why? Because Christ is the perfect image, as we read, remember, in St. Paul. He is the perfect image of the greatest reality that exists, namely God. Well then, this Jesus, who is God, the perfect reflection, the perfect expression, in Paul's words, the pleroma, the fullness of the divinity. Clearly then, whatever this Jesus teaches us by word and example must be the truth. The three most important truths, the plural now, the three most important truths we need to know in life. The truth about who God is, the truth about who we are, and the truth about what God's will is for me. All three. Christ not only revealed during his visible stay on earth, in Palestine, he is now constantly revealing. Revealing of the Gospels that we can read. Revealing in the teaching of the church which he founded. Revealing of the depths of our hearts by the constant illuminations of his grace. Oh, but it's one thing, even for infinite truth become man, it is one thing for that infinite truth to be teaching us and telling us what is the truth about God, about ourselves, and about how we are to serve him. But as we know, even God can speak, and man can refuse to listen. It is no clever theologizing to say there's a world of difference, an eternity of difference between hearing someone and listening to that one. When you listen, you want to hear. And in this case, you want to put into practice. Finally, our Lord tells us, ego sum via veritas et vita. I am the life. What is a living being? A living being is one that acts from within. This watch is not a living being. I want that watch to move. I can talk to it all day and all night. West Fox, pocket band, move. I said, move. Is lifeless. It had to be moved because it is without life. Life is the capacity for acting from within. But God not only has life, as all of us possess. God is life. All the life of all the creatures in the universe is borrowed life. Even on the human level, unless there have been two human beings whom we call our father and mother, unless these two human beings had decided to share their life with us, well, you'd be the empty pews and, well, I'd be the chair before I sat down. And behind all the fathers and mothers of history must have been, from the dawn of creation, one who is not merely a living being, but who is life. Whose power of movement, of activity, is not from someone else, but from within. Which he possessed from all eternity, and which he received, he couldn't have, otherwise he wouldn't be God. He received from no one. And it is this life, the infinite life, who is the living God, who became man. We believe this God who became man has given us both levels of life, about which, starting this evening, we'll be talking, if you will allow me, for the next 8 days. It is from him, as our God, that we have our natural life, that we have a body that moves and thinks and wills, eats and sleeps. Once the life of the body, called the soul, leaves the body, you know what you've got left. It's called corpse. Why do we believe this God who became man precisely that he might restore to us that supernatural life, that superhuman life, that life which, when sin entered the world, was lost to the human race. Christ, therefore, is our life twice over. As the author of our natural life, because he is our creator. As the source of our supernatural life, because He is our Savior. We're almost to the end, but not quite. How did Jesus, who we believe is God in human form, how did Jesus restore to us that superhuman life, supernatural life, without which no one enters a heavenly eternity? How? By dying on the cross for our redemption. And back to where we started. We're talking about the following of Christ, right? We're talking about the imitation of Christ, right? We are my friends in Christ. His imitation of Christ is not only, though of course also, the imitation of Christ and the virtues that he practiced during his mortal life on earth. It is also, and with emphasis, imitating Christ in his dying out of love for us on Calvary. And we're cheating, that's the only verb I can use, we're cheating if we claim to be following Christ and are unwilling to do out of love for Him what He did out of love for us, namely, dying He on His cross, and I am confident you all have your cross. Do you? You have your cross, sister? You have yours? Sister? Thanks. I sure have mine. The following of Christ means, at the last analysis, that we, out of love for Him, die on our cross as He. Our God who became man, hear it. God became man that He might be able to die on the cross out of love for us. Lord Jesus, we believe You are our God who became man mainly to show us what it means to love. To love means not merely to not run away from suffering. Love, dear Savior, You tell us, means to choose the cross. Because we love You. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.